And this weekend, a whole bunch of people will be jumping in the pool at the Oasis in Wagga, and they will be swimming 10 kilometres. One of the people behind this is Kerry Johnson. Morning, Kerry. How are you going?
Yeah, good morning, Anne.
Now, 10 kilometres for a swim, people don't have to do it individually. They can do it in teams. But to train for an event like this, even if you're in a team, that's a lot of laps of the pool.
It is a lot of laps of the pool, Anne. Look, basically, we just want as many people to turn up. It's up to them how many laps they decide to swim. There is a few hard nuts out there that who will swim the full 10 kilometres. But yeah, no, we're encouraging anyone to turn up. It doesn't matter whether they swim, 1 kilometre or 200 metres. If they're in a team and they're finding some sponsors, the more the merrier, really.
Now, the reason you're doing this is to help Sunflower House in Wagga Wagga. Why have you picked Sunflower House?
We've decided this year that we wanted to select a local charity that was in need of some funds, and Sunflower House are a great job in assisting people living and recovering from mental illness. So we figured that because they're a local charity, we'd give them all the support we could.
Now, last year, the charity swim, you made $25,000, which is nothing to be sneezed at. This year, though, you've really set the bar high, as you should. What are you aiming for?
That's right, Anne. Last year, we raised about $25,000, and this year we decided, well, look, we'll try and raise the bar a little bit and aim for $50,000. At this point in time, we've already received about $20,000 in online donations. So it's looking good for Sunday, and, yes, hopefully the $50,000 will get to.
Now, of course, we can't mention individual business names, but the region is known for its good, strong corporate sponsorship. Is that part of the success of fundraisers like this?
I think in this case, in this year in particular, that will be the case. Last year, it was more of an individual type scenario, but certainly this year, we've got a few more businesses on board, including some of the real estate agents and some of the doctors and things like that around town. That following through the business houses will certainly help.
Now, the way that it all works on Sunday, if I was to go down there and want to be part of it, what happens?
Okay, you can just walk in, just fill out a registration form. If you're under 18, you'll have to get a parent to sign away. Just do the registration form. We'll allocate you to a lane, and away you go. And there'll be other people in the lane that'll be able to swim along with you and help count the laps and all that sort of thing. And if people want to come down and look, or even want to come down and donate or help out, they're also more than welcome.
I'm glad you mentioned that, because for non-swimmers like me, we can still kick in and put some dollars in the tin.
Absolutely. This year we've got an online site, so people who would like to donate can go to www.gofundraise.com.au/sunflowerhouse2010. And you can do an online donation there if you like. Otherwise, there will be members of Rotary down there who will actually take cash donations on the day.
Now, what time does it all jump in the water on Sunday?
Well, we hope to get in the doors about 8 o'clock. So by the time everyone registers and we have a little bit of a pep talk, it'll probably be about 8:15 with a bit of luck. Sunday morning.
And how long can this take if you've got all these people? I know you had a good turnout last year. You've got all these people doing their laps. How long can it go for?
Oh, look, the fast guys will be out a little bit over 3 hours, and probably for some of the slower ones, they'll be still going about midday, so about 4 hours.
And numbers last year, I think you had about 70?
Yeah, about 75-odd last year, so we're looking forward to getting a few more than that. And I think from all the interest that's been raised so far, we'll get well in excess of that, fingers crossed.
Good luck for Sunday. I'm sure this region, as usual, will rise to the occasion. A target of $50,000 this year for Sunflower House. Kerry, thanks for coming in.
Thanks very much, Ian.
One of the organisers of the event for this weekend, and it's on Sunday at the Oasis. Kicks off nice and early. If you do want some more details, I've got contact details here. Donating through the website, which means it doesn't matter where you are across the Riverina. If you can't make it to the Oasis, you can donate through the website, which is gofundraise.com.au. gofundraise.com.au/sunflowerhouse2010. So if you've got any queries with those details, give me a buzz here at the ABC and I'll put you in touch. And if you're able to make it down on Sunday morning to the Oasis, jump in the pool. Pity Tony Abbott, who was here the other day, didn't wait till Sunday and turn up and don his famous budgie smugglers and jump in the pool and do a few laps. That would have been a nice thing to do. Everything is timing. This is ABC Riverina Brekkie.